Today is quite a special day because I've come to the birthplace of AllPress. Now, you've heard me talk about AllPress and rave about AllPress for the past few days because close to where I live, there's actually a shop serving it. But I've been here to AllPress at Red Church Street, where the Red Church espresso was created, where it's roasted before, just to buy a bag. But today I met my friend Danny, a fellow enthusiast of coffees, here at AllPress to actually have an AllPress here pulled by the staff of AllPress. And I must say, I'm impressed. It arrived in a nice little tulip-shaped espresso cup. And the first mouthfeel was, I thought first a bit thin, but it was just absolutely lovely. Yeah. And I've just been served some hot water because between sips, I always like to drink some hot water. Accompanying my espresso was Danny's flat white. But also, I had a little, how would I describe it? A little sweet date biscuit. That's what it's called. Which accompanied the espresso really, really well. Now, Danny's sitting here, and he's had his flat white as well. And he loves AllPress, and he knows AllPress. Danny, give me your lowdown on what your flat white was like.
Well, it was very smooth, but... you know how I've been raving about Ozone, and the last brew I did, we were at Ozone, just a few streets away from here, and I've been using it at home and just enjoying the Ozone so much. And they've got very similar profiles. They're both on the darker side, and they're both made by Kiwis, roasted by Kiwis. And so I think they're sort of very similar, but I can't help but think I prefer the Ozone. It's got... It just kicks you more when you drink it either as a espresso or a flat white. But that's not, you know, the bar's been raised so high now in London that that's not to criticise the AllPress. But next to the Ozone, I think I'm going to be heading off from here and stocking up on some Ozone since I'm in the area.
And I'll be stocking up on some AllPress.